Hey, last one for you. What's the difference between this year's Eagles team and the Eagles team that went to the Super Bowl?
Ooh. I say this team is way a lot more, you know, balanced than the 2022 team, because the fact that, you know, if you are an Eagles player, the Eagles always been D-line driven. And, you know, the D-line really kind of like carries the team. They set the tone. I think this whole team here in 2024 is a team, the defense is a whole tone setter. That's instead of just like the D-line, even though we still command the D-line to set the tone because they are the front, but you can see it's kind of like more balanced, not guys that sticking out with 15 sacks, 12 sacks, 13 sacks. You know, we had a year with at least 5-6 guys had over 10 sacks. So, you know, that's right now I think we got a guys that all contribute in a good way, and we all just playing together.
The voice of Darius Slay talking about the Super Bowl team from 2 years ago compared to this one. Welcome back. Midday Show live today. Birds at the half. Chickies at Pete's at South Philly. Come on down. Travis Mannion Foundation today. Proceeds from Crab Fries. We're going to be doing guest bartending, celebrity guest bartending later on. Lane Johnson will be here. Jordan Mailata. Come on down. Spend the day with us at Chickies at Pete's. The perfect spot for gift cards for the holidays. Perfect gift that always fits and always gets returned. Buy in person here today or online. ChickiesatPete's.com. All right, Ike, what do you make of that? 2022, the Eagles were the best team in the NFC, made the Super Bowl, were this close to winning it. Now they're 8-2 and building again towards maybe a big season. Is this team better than the one 2 years ago?
Good question. Tough question. Maybe slightly. Because there's some areas they are better than. I think that defense, the numbers may not say it, but that defense, man, that defense was opportunistic. Mm-hmm. That defense set a record with sacks. 70 sacks, bro.
They had a way better pass rush 2 years ago. I mean, like, they don't have a Reddick like they did then.
Sure. I mean, hell, Reddick, you throw in Fletcher.
Sweat had double digits.
What's the kid we had that went out? He went out to San Francisco.
Oh, Javon Hargrave.
Yeah, Javon Hargrave.
Yeah, grave digger.
Still good then. Yeah, I mean, they were like 8 deep. Brandon Graham had a career year in sacks that year, yep. I believe. So, I think we're better offensively with this team.
Saquon. Yeah.
Because of Saquon. I think I give a slight edge. That secondary, as much as we like this young secondary, that secondary may have been better.
Bradbury
was still a player at that point.
2 years younger Slay.
Yep, 2 years younger. And remember, Chauncey didn't even play every game. Yeah. I think he led us in interceptions. Yep.
And that was a good version of Maddox was good then. Yes. Obviously, Cooper's here now.
Reed was our third safety in that defense.
Remember, I think Reed debuted and got a pick off of Rodgers in that Sunday night game.
And who was our backers in that defense?
It was TJ Edwards and Kaiser White.
TJ and Kaiser.
I think these are better.
These are better? Okay.
I think Bond's better than TJ.
Yeah.
I think so.
TJ was pretty good that year.
And he's been good with Chicago.
Yeah, okay, okay.
It is close.
I might give the slight edge to this team.
The only difference is I felt like Jalen was playing a little bit better then.
Yeah, I think so too. He was certainly playing a much more flawless game. Now, listen, he's gotten his turnovers under control. Only 5 interceptions so far this year, taking care of the football from a fumbling standpoint. I thought he might have been a little more dynamic in 2022.
I agree, as a runner.
Yeah.
Well, they had more design runs, too. I mean, remember the run in Chicago? He, like, just went straight up the middle for a touchdown?
That passing game may have even been. But see, A.J. was awesome last year. Last year was A.J.'s best year from an individual standpoint since he's been here. Yeah, I might get a slight edge to this team. Here's what's funny. I'd get a slight edge to this team. Both teams are better than the 2017 Super Bowl championship team. And none of these teams are as good as the team we took to the Super Bowl and lost in 2004. How you like that?
Hugh, you agree? Your team better than this team?
Hey, come on, man. We had some ball.
We had 10 or 11 Pro Bowlers on that team.
But to be fair, it was a different time. You know, Troy and Bobby, they were able to actually play press coverage on receivers.
Well, they weren't on the Super Bowl team.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the team.
I'm talking about the team that actually went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
With Lito and Sheldon.
T.O. was an animal. I forgot about that. I thought you were talking about the team that lost the championship.
Farewell tour, Hugh Douglas. Trying to help out a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but this is a very good team, man. I tell you, this team out of all of them is more sustainable.
In terms of the players that are here,
we may have peaked in 04.
Look what happened afterwards.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And other than B. West, I don't know if T.O. was gone the next year.
Well, the next year was the blow-up year, right? He was here, but then that was it.
I'm trying to think of any players that actually got better from that year going forward. B.S. became a star after that year.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the peak. I agree.
Yeah, that was our peak. So, but this team has more sustained power. And they're already good.
Yep. Now, and so one good thing, one not good thing in terms of sustainability. The division has one other team that should be around for a little while, the Commanders.
Yes. Commodores.
But two teams that are lost in the wilderness. I mean, the Giants and Cowboys could be bad for a while. The Giants are always bad. But now, the Cowboys could be lost for a while.
You don't think the Cowboys can bounce back?
Maybe.
I mean, they still got Dak and CeeDee Lamb.
But they have such a bad roster around three great players.
But you know what's crazy? They are. It's not, you know, this is all speculation. But they're talking about they might be in a position to get a quarterback. And you know
how does that happen, though?
No, because
hire Deion, draft Shador, and let the circus go to Dallas.
Well, yeah, I'm wondering, what do you do with Dak after that?
No, I'm with you, Ike. But
because he ain't going to be happy.
But most times, the consistency is if you're going to get the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Normally, you take that foundational player.
Or you trade the pick out, right? You don't just
A bunch of picks.
Yeah. So they're saying
– I can see the Cowboys doing that.
Yeah, and it's like you signed Dak out of necessity.
Yeah.
You really had no choice, but now you're in a position where you might be able to get one of these young quarterbacks.
Yeah, you just gave this man
– I hear what you're saying. I'm with you, and it makes no sense, but hell – they've done it. Ain't like this is not par for the course in the NFL now when it comes to that position.
I'm gonna tell you, I think Shador ends up with the Raiders.
I mean, I think that's where he wants to go.
Is Deion going with him?
Now that's a different question.
Boy, it'd be fun for the NFL if Deion was back.
Man, Vegas would be a hell of a place to be.
Of course, and it's must watch TV if Deion's on TV every
week. Definitely a show. Yeah.
Well, they need something because that division has Jim Harbaugh, Andy Reid.
Ooh, yeah, you're right.
And Sean Payton. And he might have found himself a quarterback. Yeah, they need to do something there.
Deion might not want to go in that division.
He's going to get the division last place if he does. All right, back to the phone lines here. TR in Winfield. What's up, TR?
What's up, fellas?
How you doing, TR? What are you thinking?
Yeah, Super Bowl of bust now for me, man. You know, especially as good as we looking now, there's no reason why, 38-27, there's no reason why we don't win.
The reason would be Detroit. I mean, they got a team above them
in
the conference.
I'm not worried about Detroit.
I think you guys should be worried about Detroit. Team's pouring 50 on the board every other week.
Listen, we stacked across the board. We way stacked than them. You know what I mean? We have our coaching is better. Offensive line is better. Just keep, as long as they keep as long as the offensive line keep giving Saquon daylight and they keep giving the ball, we're going to be fine. That's why
how
we
come
got
they
keep
scoring
the
50 and we score 24 if we're so much better?
Well, styles make fights. You know what I'm saying? That's all. It's just different teams. Uh-huh. I'm not going to equate what they do to another team to us. Never.
But so we played the Jaguars and we almost lost, and they played the Jaguars and had seven touchdowns for seven drives.
Sorry. You got to have strides, man. I ain't worried about none of that. One game at a time.
I like the confidence today. I do. No, a lot of people feel this way, TR. I mean, look, they're playing really well and six in a row, and it feels like they're getting better. TR, I need that passing game to get a little bit better if we're going to do it.
Saquon the ball and keep throwing the ball when necessary, but keep giving him the ball because use our offensive line who we have it for. Keep using our offensive line, open up the holes for Saquon, give him some daylight. We're going to be fine.
Can we make sure he's fresh for the playoffs, or we're going to just run him into the ground before we get there?
Well, that's what you get paid for. Everybody wants to treat these guys like dogs, man. Run these guys, man. If they get paid for, keep using them. That's what they're there for. Yeah, running the whole season. That's what they're there to play the whole season. Ain't no taking off. Keep using them. That's what they're there for.
He got the season to rest up, right?
That's right. Run the football.
All right. Exactly.
TR, what do you got for us? A multi-talented individual for Combo-Con.
She's married to Alf's long-lost cousin. I'm going to say Beyonce.
Beyonce, multi-talented. Yeah. All right,
she's an actress and a singer.
Yep, she's not a great actress.
She's married to Alf.
Alf, yeah.
Oh, okay. I caught it. Yeah,
yeah, the camel.
Yeah.
Is she really an actress?
Don't ask Hugh. I mean,
she's an actress.
He has no idea what actress.
You know what
I
need? Is Diana Ross an actress?
Yes.
See? See?
Hold on, but no, she was an actress. Yeah, did you see Diana Ross in Mahogany?
That's
you see Diana Ross in Lady Sings the Blues?
I'll be trying to tell him that all the time.
When has Beyonce ever pulled off a role like that?
I'll be trying to tell Joe that all the time.
No, no, you're misrepresenting this. You're misrepresenting you. Hugh thinks of Diana Ross as more of an actress than a singer.
No, you're wrong there.
See there, thank you.
No, I'm not wrong.
You are.
Did you watch The Wiz? You saw The Wiz.
No, listen.
These are like staples in the back.
No, listen, I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you.
How do I stream The Wiz?
Yes.
Amazon, Tubi, where do I find this?
You probably find that on Tubi.
We did just name three straight black exploitation movies. Yep.
Straight up did.
We did. but she's a Supreme, man. Come on, man. She's Diana Ross in Supremes. She's known as a singer.
Just because you think you're an actor, Hugh, doesn't mean everyone who acts is an actor.
That line in Mahogany.
Yes.
I can't remember, but when they was talking about when she was with
Richard Pryor?
No.
Which one?
With Billy Dee.
Billy Dee, yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember the line, but she had – that was like the greatest movie ever in life growing up.
Mahogany was great. Yeah. Lady Sings the Blues.
Yeah.
That was even greater. That was awesome roles. Awesome roles. But not Beyonce, though.
No, she ain't on that
I
level.
Mean, you can't just play an Austin Powers and
become an actress.
Yeah.
That's not a winning
answer. She did another one, too. She was playing Diana Ross, basically.
Dream Girls.
Yes.
Yeah, Dream Girls.
With Eddie Murphy, Dream
Yes.
Girls? That was a good movie, actually.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Let's go to Mike.
They were all great actors around her.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they cared her.
Maybe someone else here in Philadelphia. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Not you. It's not Jalen.
Yes, I know what he was talking about.
I thought he was talking about me. I'm sensitive.
What's up, Mike?
Go ahead, Mike.
I got nothing on what any of these actors or actresses y'all have been talking about. But listen, I've been so back and forth on this team all season, and I'm screwed. I'm all in. Super Bowl with us. Let's get it. I mean, let's run Saquon into the ground. Hope he gets next.
Well, what if he's got nothing left in the tank in January?
I'm pretty sure he wouldn't mind if he won a Super Bowl to be ran into the ground. Hell, he wouldn't mind to make it to the playoffs.
But I need him healthy in January. They're not winning.
He'll be fine in January. It'll be fine.
I like
Don't
this
worry.
Thought process. None of this matters. Yeah.
Get some of that deer antler Ray Lewis got when he went to the Super Bowl that year.
Don't do that, man.
He ain't getting in trouble.
That's because he was on his way out the door.
He retired.
So what you say?
Ray cheated and left.
We're not going to suspend a guy on a retirement tour.
Yeah.
Hugh, you should have done it in 04.
I should have cheated. I should have kissed Cole. I should have cheated.
All right, so, Mike, you think this is it now, Super Bowl or bust right now this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even if you go over and look at the defensive side of the ball with Quinyon Mitchell playing the way he's playing, I just saw a stat, like, literally right before I called you guys. He is the only cornerback in the NFL who has played at least 375 snaps that has not allowed a single touchdown. Like,
yeah.
I understand, like, he's only going to get better, but as, you know, you get these awesome rookie years, guys start getting tape on him. I don't think he's going to maybe – I don't think we're going to see this kind of production every single season from him. So, I mean – you got to strike while it's hot. I mean, you got the exciting whites doing what they're doing. BG's having a fly back year. Zach Vaughn, who knows if we even have him next year. You know, you could be seeing Trot Jr. starting next year. And, you know, granted,
that's the only,
love Trot.
I think that's the only reason the city won't burn down, because they throw Jeremiah out there and everybody will be like,
Howie will start throwing the seeds out to, like, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is ready.
He's looking good in training camp.
Howie, it's because you don't want to pay a linebacker. Don't lie to us, Howie. Mike, what do you got for us for a multi-talented individual?
All right, so this guy played defense, played special teams, played offense every once in a while, played Major League Baseball while doing all that. He was I believe he acted for a little bit. He rapped a little bit. He was an analyst for a while. Now he's a coach. You guys just said his name like five times. Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders is a really good answer.
Deion's a great answer.
Yeah.
Deion's done a lot.